Welcome back to the Bad Bounce Podcast, where every shot makes someone happy. And today, our boy Kyle Da Silva has won his club championship. So we celebrate together on the podcast, as well as talking about the Scottish Open and our picks for the British Open. Good bounce, bad bounce, and our leaderboard of the best trophies to drink out of. This is a fun one, so let's get straight into the pod. But first, this podcast is brought to you by Manners Golf. When golf first became popular during COVID, there seemed to be a split between hypey fashion and performance brands, and Manners tries to thread the needle between the two. And if you go to the website right now, it is summertime. They have a new summer capsule, some short sleeve shirts, a new Goat PK polo, a striped shirt across horizontally, as well as some different collared shirts and some sunglasses that are perfect for the summer, collabing with Spectrum Golf. And when you go to mannersgolf.com, use discount code BBB15 for 15% off. That is discount code BBB for 15% off. And with that, let's get into the podcast. We are back, and it's only half of us. It's Nico and myself.
The last one standing.
Literally standing. Kyle's going to be stumbling in here.
Yeah.
Our guy, Kyle Da Silva, Mr. Brown himself.
Yep. KDS.
Won the club championship. Congratulations to him. And so he is slightly inebriated. He is probably just going to stumble in here soon, and he will be on the pod here in a minute. But while that's happening, we just don't know how long he's going to be partying for at the club.
Yeah, we heard, he's getting tacos right now.
He's getting tacos.
So he might be on the way. He might be here soon.
He's pulling a little Bryson. You keep calling him Brown Bryson.
Brown Bryson, yeah.
Because he's going around and he's getting all the employees hammered out of drinking, not only touching the trophy, but drinking out of it.
Drinking out of it, yeah.
Sharing germs.
I don't think Bryson did that.
No, sharing germs and sharing moments.
Yeah, take notes, Bryson.
Congratulations to Kyle.
And yeah, awesome.
Just another hometown hero winning a tournament, just like our guy.
Yep. Are you talking about Robert McIntyre? That was pretty cool. That was a good tournament.
That was cool. It was a great tournament.
It was a great tournament.
Laced with drama.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of guys in there.
The guy played great, and he almost won it last year. So clearly, he's, you know, this style of golf makes sense. It's especially it doesn't surprise me that he started stepping up when the weather got worse. It's just what he's used to, right?
Yeah.
He had some great shots. This course, if there's no weather, it's just way too open.
Yeah, they tore it up.
Yeah, some tough green terrains, but not really.
It seems pretty open, even though it's fescue. I mean,
yeah.
And I mean, like, worst case, you kind of chip it up next to the green.
Exactly. Even Ludvig.
Pretty big greens. So.
Yeah, Ludvig on 10 or 11 hit it in the fescue left. They're like, oh, he's dead. And he just like wedged it out there, ran up to the greenside bunker. So, but congratulations to Robert McIntyre. Bit of a controversial ruling on 16 there.
Yeah, that was pretty lucky. I mean, legit ruling, but like,
I mean,
it was pretty lucky that he was on a sprinkler.
On a sprinkler in the fescue.
Yeah, that was weird.
So
I didn't even know they had sprinklers in that deep of fescue.
Yeah, exactly. So it's curious because in the winter time, a lot of those courses will grow fescue out. And in the summertime, they'll burn it out.
Right.
And so they'll say basically in the winter, and you and I both have both played Beaverbrook, great golf course over in London, and they keep calling it like basically a lake. They're like, if you hit it in the brush or hit it offline in the winter, it's basically a lake.
Yeah.
But we played it in the summer where they dry it out.
Right.
And so they don't grow the rough out, and so we're able to hit out of it.
Yeah, it was pretty short, pretty easy.
But all in all, like, it didn't seem like there was... It didn't seem like they ever cut the fescue down.
Yeah.
So
definitely, definitely at the Scottish. I mean, that it was pretty long, but... For some reason, guys were getting it out of it.
Yeah, yeah. But
easily.
He was like deep into the fescue. Like, he wasn't not
was
even
deep.
Close to the fairway.
It was deep.
And he found a sprinkler head. Like, what is that? What is that going to water? Just like the 4 inches around it? Just get.
Well, those sprinklers have range. I don't know if you've seen
It's got to go up. It's got to get real. This is like.
I bet it goes up.
This is like Jalen Brunson trying to make a layup in between like Yao Ming, Victor Wembanyama, Joel Embiid, and Shaquille O'Neal.
Those sprinklers are sneaky like Joel Embiid on there.
Oh, they get up?
They get tall. They get up.
They get real erect.
Yeah, without even jumping. It's like Wembanyama down there.
The sprinklers.
The sprinkler, yeah.
Yeah, so, all right, well, so
can't
I don't
confirm
know.
That, but I believe so.
It must be. It's yeah. strange. I mean, I'm gonna believe them that there was a sprinkler that he was standing on.
Yeah, I mean, the rules official came and confirmed
it. And they said, they were saying on the telecast, like, the only reason he knew it was a sprinkler head is because he wears metal spikes.
Right.
If he wore soft spikes, he would have never heard it, but he heard a clack, clack.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, it's a sprinkler head.
Which is just crazy.
If he hears a clack in the fescue, there's something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Something.
Which is crazy. Made.
Yeah. Also, before that, he takes like this massive practice stroke and just a hack
yeah,
out
that,
of it.
Yeah, that's what I thought was
and
weird.
Then everyone's like, did he just miss the ball in the fescue? But yeah. he took a practice swing far enough away
yeah.
with a wedge.
It was interesting. I haven't seen too many guys do that.
Yeah, just
in
to get a feel of the fescue.
And that's how he felt the
sprinkler. No. He just took a random practice swing.
Oh, I thought he took a practice swing. And then, like felt it on the practice swing.
No. He just took a random practice swing. So everyone was like, wait, did he miss? So that was ruling number one. No, he didn't miss. He was just taking a massive hack practice swing.
Right.
And then he stands up to it and feels a clack, clack. And then he's like, I think I'm standing on a sprinkler head. And calls the rules official in. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're standing on a sprinkler head. Damn. He gets a drop from 250. It's a 7-iron up on the green.
Yeah, I mean, what a drop. He got such a good lie.
I mean, that was a tournament.
Yeah.
That was a tournament.
He eagled.
He eagled, yeah.
He got up and down.
He hit it to
from
five.
The
and, yeah, he hit to like...
From the sprinkler drop.
Yeah, 12 feet and made eagle.
Yeah, that was incredible, yeah.
That was... I mean, you got to give it to him. That was a great shot, too.
It was like, a great shot.
He needed that eagle.
Yeah, I mean, that was an incredible shot. Yeah. But quite the break. I mean, if he doesn't
crazy.
Get that drop, I mean... I don't think
he's
doesn't
not
win.
Winning.
He doesn't
he is
win.
Not winning.
He does not win.
I was
he may be birdies that hole, but there's no way he eagles.
He has to birdie that hole and 18 to get in a playoff.
Yeah.
And then
or
I.
Eagles. He eagles.
Eagles
and birdies.
And birdies 18
to win by one. Yeah.
By one.
Yeah, you're right. Birdie.
Crazy.
That was crazy. Great tournament. Yeah.
Great
and then
tournament.
Adam Scott, I mean, love seeing him up there. Yeah. He played great.
He played great.
I'm hopeful for
the leaderboard was looking nice for a while.
Yeah, Colin was up there, and then Colin, he kind of gave away a couple.
He made a double on 11. Ludwig made bogey on 10. He made 11. Three bogeys on the back nine.
Yeah, Ludwig did not look great. I mean,
what was your text?
No, that wasn't me, but
that was you.
What?
You're like, if Ludwig?
No, that was Kyle.
Well, that was Kyle.
Yeah.
What do you say?
He said, if Ludwig doesn't win tomorrow, I'm out on him.
Yeah. There we
and
go.
So he's out.
He gassed it.
He did gas it. I mean,
three
was
over
he
on the back?
One under on the front?
Yeah.
And then three over on the back.
He had a one-shot lead over Adam Scott and Bobby McIntyre, like, never even thought he was really in it. He was at 14 when Ludwig was at 17, and it felt like he was, like, at 9 under when Ludwig was at 19 under.
Right.
Like, it felt like just a massive chasm. And out of nowhere... The guy takes the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah. with a very, very lucky drop. Ludwig was starting to get... I've never seen Ludwig not smile.
Uh-huh.
And he was not smiling one time.
Yeah, he was seemed pretty...
He was really annoyed at the pace of play.
Yeah. That's and, what I... Like, on that drop, I heard them say that, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, they that he was noticeably kind of upset with the pace of play. And I remember Robert kind of being slow in the last time he won,
slow.
Too, right?
Yes,
they were talking about it.
He is as much of a people person as he is and as fun as he is to watch. Oh, my God, is he slow.
Yeah, he's just kind of on edge.
He's like Scottish Tom Kim.
Yeah.
Tom Kim is
pretty accurate.
Ridiculously slow, too. And
same kind of like body type, too. Pretty
yeah,
accurate.
Exactly. Different games, to be fair.
Definitely different celebrations.
Different celebrations.
One eats pizza and one drinks beer.
Yeah. But, no, Bobby McIntyre, cool story, but I don't want to poo-poo on the champion, the local champion of the Scottish Open, but man was out of lucky drop, and man, is he slow.
Yeah, 100%.
Like that, it, as two sums, like, Ludwig is probably the fastest guy on tour.
He is pretty quick.
He's a new Brooks as it pertains to pace of play.
Yeah. He just goes up and hits it, yeah.
And he was visibly upset with the pace of play. And I think that parlayed with the fact that he wasn't striping it. He wasn't playing well, and when you're not playing well and you can't play to your own pace,
right?
Just like any other sport, like it is hard. Like, we've all been there where we're like, when we're grooved and we're playing well, like, the pace of play doesn't bug us as much. When we're not playing well and we need to kind of find our swing and we're throwing off the typical rhythm that we play out pace of play wise, it really throws you off.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I do think that's a part of it, but I mean, Ludwig has some questions to answer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
he's blown a couple of these now, right?
I mean, he's definitely, you know, should have won by now based on his track record, but right. He's young. I mean,
yeah,
I'm still hopeful that I think he's going to be great. Like,
I mean, the US Open was,
I don't think it's going to be a problem, but
the US Open was a mini gassing.
Yeah.
I get that. Yeah. I get that it was the third round, but like, mm-hmm. I mean, the guy ended up not even being close.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I think he's just young and, you know,
he gets the lefts.
Yeah.
Which he talks about.
Yeah, he does. In the
instructional
works on
video.
That.
He's
on
like,
the range. I always see that too.
Yeah, he's like, I missed the left under pressure. And he misses the left under pressure. And
yeah, that'll piss you off too.
Yeah. Especially as a guy
going
who's
for
like.
Experience.
He is number one in strokes gained off the tee all the time.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's so
driver's bad. Always good.
And when it starts going awry, it's just like, what do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so.
Yeah, because his short game's good. I think I could see his putting getting a little bit off too. I've seen that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just little things he's got to tighten up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's young, so.
Yeah, exactly. What of our most betted on and disappointed players showed up this week? Adam Scott.
Yes.
I have the things I could have bought with the amount of money I've put on Adam Scott over the years.
Yeah.
And he looked fantastic. He looked like he actually missed a ton of putts.
Oh, yeah.
And was still there.
He was striping.
Statistically, his putting was okay.
Yeah, I mean, it looked okay. Like, he missed, you know, some long mid-range putts, but he had so many of them.
Right.
And, I mean, he hit it so good. It was cool to watch him play well again, especially at the Scottish. Like, I'm pretty hopeful for the Open Championship and him playing well. And, I mean, it'd be awesome to see him win.
It would be
and
so
go
sick.
Out like that, kind of, because he's getting old.
For sure. He's getting up there.
Yeah.
And on top of that, Aaron Rye, Adam Scott, Sung J.M., Sahith Theegala, Colin Morikawa, Ludwig, all finished tied fourth.
Yeah.
This is a great leaderboard.
Yeah, it was a great leaderboard. Aaron Rye just is so hot right now.
Right. That's We're going to go through each of them.
Okay,
so,
let's do it.
Aaron Rye, so hot right now.
He's so hot right now.
Let me read you Aaron Rye's last few weeks. Now,
please do.
Granted, not playing the strongest fields, but
this one was good.
This one was good. And he's currently ranked the highest that he's ever been ranked. Ranked 45th in the world. 45th in the world. That's the highest he's ever been ranked. Fourth at the Scottish. Seventh at the John Deere. Second at the Rocket Mortgage Classic. 19th at the US Open. 14th at the RBC Canadian Open.
Okay. Those are good tournaments.
Yep.
I mean, the last two, other than Scottish, weren't great, but. Overall, that's great.
He's in really good form. Wild. I mean, just that'll be the last guy if you're like, name me a guy who's going to get three top tens in a row. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Aaron Rye would not be on the list.
If you bet on him past couple weeks, whew,
you're making some money.
Breaking it.
Rory McIlroy.
He striped it, but he missed every putt.
So he striped it, and it looked like he striped it, but he was 57th in a strokes gained approach for the tournament. He was 111th.
In putting, right?
No, in strokes gained approach the first day when he shot 5 under.
What in the world?
82nd in putting.
What was his driver?
Driver was fourth.
His driver looked so good.
I mean, second round, 11th in strokes gained off the tee, 82nd in strokes gained approach.
Jeez.
Third round.
Why did it look like to me that he was striping it?
Well, third round, which we watched pretty heavily.
Third round I watched a lot. First round I watched quite a bit.
Yeah.
And, well, he played well that round. He shot
putt five, but that was his worst strokes gained, 111th.
Yeah, I don't know. It looked like
Third day he was 11th strokes gained approach, which a big part was the weather was perfect.
Right.
And I think that does play pretty well for Rory's game.
Is it because his driver was so good?
That's my thought.
That he had so short in and just was hitting, you know, mediocre shots.
Exactly. Like if Zach Johnson had Michael Block was at the spots that Rory McIlroy was.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Rory was like 20th in strokes gained, then his proximity is probably 13 feet.
Right.
Let's move on.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Sung J.M.
Sounds like my game right now.
Yeah, Sung J.M. I don't know.
Sung J.M.
I don't know how much
he's back. Sung J.M. is back.
He's back. That's all I got to say.
Sung J.M. is back. He was off a little bit for at least like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's been. But
last
year,
not so good. Year before was just so hot, and he's back.
Right. And
last couple weeks, he's played well.
He's been. He's trending in the right direction. Sai Thigala?
I mean, I love Sai. Like, just always there. Just always fun to watch.
This podcast is pretty tough on him about his driving.
Yeah.
10th in strokes gained off the tee. Oh. 52nd in approach. I'm telling you, it's better. 12th putting. You know what my favorite Sai Thigala moment, though, is?
The flop? Super flop?
No.
Oh, just in history?
No, right now.
What is it?
He was up in the clubhouse viewing.
Oh, I saw that.
For Bobby McIntyre's winning putt.
That was cool.
And he went nuts. He went bananas on Bobby McIntyre's putt.
Yeah, that was cool. He's like on the balcony with
the
fans.
Yeah, he's on the balcony with his girlfriend and like just one of them. No one was bothering him.
Yeah, I would do the same thing for
sure. Yeah.
But it is shocking. Like, I wouldn't picture Sahith and McIntyre just like boys. So I'm assuming he would have done that with anybody.
I think he would have. Yeah. I think he was just like, all right, I'm up by the lead. We don't have anywhere to go. Let me just watch golf.
He just loves golf.
The guy's in the lead. Like, let me just be a fan for 30 minutes. Yeah. And then he saw it and he was like,
exactly. That's why I loved it.
Loved it.
He just loves golf. It.
Yeah, for sure. Ludwig, we covered a bit.
Yeah.
Yep. Colin Morikawa.
Yeah. Game is trending. Colin. Good old Colin. He has been striping it.
Yep.
Except for on, what'd you say, 11?
Yeah, I made double.
Yeah, that was a bad approach shot.
Yep. But
it was like 130?
I can't remember, but
okay. It was an easy shot. It was literally like 130, maybe 150. I mean, it was a left pin, so that's not his typical shot, and he just pull hooked it.
Can't make double.
In the fescue. Yeah. Makes dub.
He is currently 6th in the world.
He's been playing so good.
4th, 13th at the Travelers, 14th at the U.S. Open, which should have been higher.
Yeah.
He kind of guessed it.
Yeah.
2nd at the Memorial, 4th at Charles Schwab, 4th at the PGA Championship, 16th at Wells Fargo, 9th at RBC Heritage, 3rd at the Masters.
Jeez.
Before that, 75th at Valero. What the hell? 45th. Why do I keep doing
that? You keep doing
45th at the Players, miscut at the AP. 19th at Genesis, 14th at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, both limited fields, miscut the Farmers.
Huh. Yeah, I remember he was not playing well
out of nowhere.
I think that's right around where he went back to his old coach, right?
We don't really know. They just kind of brought it up, but
yeah, no, I don't know exactly. I agree. It was kind of random, but he was going to Blackburn.
Yep.
In the beginning of the year, kind of, I remember them announcing it at the Tour Championship. In Hawaii. And then I don't know when he went back, but I had heard that recently. So,
yeah. But
I mean, it's got to be something to it.
For sure.
And he's been playing great.
He's been playing great. He still doesn't look like Colin. Like, yeah, they had a little social media thing like, hey, what would you rate your round? And he was like, Colin has a lot of these moments that that make me cringe where he's just like, his posts are like, oh, I felt like high-fiving the ground. And he's clearly disappointed at putt. He lost the Masters. He's like, I have no words. Like some of that. I'm just like, dude, can you just like act happy for 10 minutes?
Colin's tough.
But at the same time, he smiles big.
Like, he seems like a nice guy, but he just, I don't know.
He just seems like a nagging wife about golf.
Yep.
It's weird.
His dog just throws me off.
I don't know why you hate his dog so much.
His dog, I just like... It's like some poodle with mittens. Like,
I mean, the mittens.
Who has poodles with mittens as a male? Book. As a male who's like, I don't. Sorry to bring that up in the pod. You know, male.
It's 2024, bud.
Egotistic, but
2024, bud.
But it's just, I don't know.
Yeah,
just can't root for him.
Not a male.
I can't
root
for a guy with a poodle and mittens.
Yeah, like
as a dominant athlete.
Tiger Woods would not have a poodle.
Tiger Woods would not have that. He'd have a pit bull with freaking iron rings on.
All right, let's go through the list of people who would have a poodle and mitts on.
Oh, I love that.
Michael Jordan?
Colin.
No.
Was who?
Michael Jordan?
No chance.
Kobe?
No chance.
Tom Brady.
I could see that.
Because he wears Uggs?
I don't know why. I could see that one.
I'm trying to think of someone who would.
Who's like, we need good.
Anthony Edwards.
No.
Ah!
The club champ has arrived.
The club champion.
Let me get a sip of that trophy, son. I'm
blacked out. You're blacked out?
He has celebrated, folks.
Hey, good.
The club champ has arrived with my tacos. Good playing, son. Hey, good
congratulations, brother.
Listen to all the bad bouncers. I just want you to know that anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Any questions?
No, I'm absolutely blacked out.
Are we
filming
trophy?
This?
Yeah, we're filming.
The trophy's in the Kerr. I'm going to go get it. I got to take a leak, though. I've had like 18 beers.
Leak outside while you get the trophy.
All right,
back to our poodle of mittens.
Would Kyle Da Silva, the goat of Hacienda, have a poodle?
I could see Kyle having a poodle.
I can, but he's also got 200-pound dogs.
I know. I was kidding. He wouldn't. He wouldn't, but I could also see him having it.
Yeah, yeah.
At the same time, which is funny.
Who?
Bryson.
Who
I could see Bryson.
Bryce.
Sneaky.
Bryson's got a cute little dog.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a doodle or something, right?
No. It's like it looks like some sort of retriever.
Oh, I love that. You have a retriever. Golden. So.
Yeah, but it's not. But okay.
Dude, let's get one more who would, and then we'll move on.
So who do we say would have one? Anthony Edwards?
Not Anthony Edwards. We got maybe Tom Brady, maybe Bryson, even though he's got a cool dog right now. So
Edwards would definitely have one.
You think so? I like Ant, so don't do him wrong like that. I don't think he would.
I mean, Ant's just, I could see Ant coming to like Team USA practice with like the poodle and like answering questions.
Hype.
Yeah, just to be funny. Just for the memes.
He kind of does love that.
Yeah, just for the memes. All right. That was our in-depth Scottish Open coverage.
Yeah.
All right. Kyle's going to go get the trophy.
Club champ of Hacienda is getting the trophy.
We're all going to do a beer drinking challenge out of it.
Yeah, we need to drink from the trophy.
Yeah,
club champ.
So if you're listening to this, look out for the videos on your favorite social platforms.
I mean, yeah, if you want to watch us sip out of a trophy, but
all right, let's take a break and we will come back with the British Open.
Oh yeah, I got tacos to eat too.
All right,
I saw
your
scorecard. You might have.
We've taken about a half hour break. Because the champion is here. We hugged it out.
We ate some tacos.
Kyle's like blacked out and extremely aggro. He just said he would have kicked Nico's ass today.
Yeah.
Which was just uncalled for. The club champion over there has brought his winning trophy. So we're going to fill it up with beers.
Yeah, we're filling her up.
And what are we going to... What are we going to do?
Michelobes are just going to be poured into this, right?
And then should we do it? Who can last the longest?
What do you mean?
Just chugging it?
I don't know. I think maybe we should do a rotation until we finish it.
But should we just like do a chug?
Nah, just a...
My gosh.
That is such a waste.
That looks like soap.
That is not going to work out. That is going to overflow, I think.
No, I think it's going to be...
Oh, perfect amount.
It's going to be half a trophy by the end of it.
Look at that. That's actually pretty satisfying.
That is some ASMR. Oh, not ASMR. What is that called?
No, I think you're right.
No, ASMR is a sound.
Oh. I never know what ASMR is. That's pretty satisfying.
That
he just
is
poured
pretty satisfying.
Two beer cans into the trophy without tilting it, so it's pretty bubbly.
I mean, I know it's a Sunday night and we all have work, but there's ever a night.
There's not a shot in hell I'm working tomorrow.
Oh, my.
That was awesome.
Kyle.
Oh, that's cool.
Kyle, go ahead and take a seat. Let's turn your mic up. Grab a mic.
What's happening, y'all?
Welcome to Club Champ.
The Club Champ. I like how this is a British Open preview episode, too.
Yeah, it's pretty fitting.
Hey, it's just
pretty
that's
fitting,
true.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, Sergio and Fireballs won in Spain. Bobby McIntyre won in Scotland.
Yeah.
And the Sri Lankan Slayer won at Hacienda Golf Club.
Spain won at the soccer game.
Southern California.
Spain won the soccer game, too.
Come on, Josh. Chug, 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 chug. Yes, Joshy. Yes. What a fucking
player. Wow. Oh, man. Hewing was thirsty.
Oh, my God, Joshy.
Is he going to finish that?
All right, Nico, get in there.
That was a good one. Oh, G's going in. G's going in. G's going in. She has work tomorrow, but.
Wait, babe, you got to get in the camera frame. Go by Nico.
Yeah, yeah.
Go by Nico or come by in front of me and Josh.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Don't drop it.
Come on, Gracie.
Chug it. Wow.
Oh, my God.
G with a big chug, too.
Grace, how does it feel that your boyfriend is a club champion?
Yeah.
Okay, that was probably going to be edited out of the pod.
Damn.
Listen, to all the guys listening to this pod that haven't got laid in a while, win a club championship.
Holy shit.
That'll do it for you. Come on, Nico. Nico. There's a Modelo at the bottom, Nico. Find it. Make your culture proud. Come on,
Jesus
player.
Christ. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So we got the British Open coming up. Speaking of drinking out of...
Jugs.
Bobby McIntyre was saying that he's not going to show up to his press conference on time, 1 p.m. tomorrow.
110%.
Or he's like, at least I can't drive. But, I mean, this... Is the, like, Scottish Open worth more than even, like... To Robert McIntyre, what's it bigger than? Is it bigger than Memorial? Yeah.
Yes.
He skipped the Memorial after he won.
Probably the Open would be bigger.
This is bigger than everything but a major.
Which major? All of them. Do you think this
is the PGA? Open. This might be neck and neck, but
yeah.
There's only four tournaments that the Scottish Open is bigger.
Yeah, not even the Tour Championship.
Honestly, I only think the Open would be bigger for him.
Yeah,
you have to think about it. When a Canadian wins a Canadian Open, like, it's a big fucking deal.
That's why I think this is, like, probably second to me. Like,
for
British
him.
Open. Yeah.
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 Because, like, he's got to feel somewhere at home soil when he's playing. Like, this is cool.
Yeah. Best case, second. At the absolute worst case, it's fifth. He'd rather have it than a player's.
I am a little tired. I mean, I'm just ruining vibes here. I am a little tired of hearing how much he drinks and how much he likes to drink. I'm like, dude, I get it. You like to drink and party. Like, you have the British Open. I think it would be pretty cool if you cared about the British Open next week, just personally.
Yeah. I see your point.
Yeah, I'm just like, all right, there's another post.
I don't know. Like, when Shane Lowry did the interview in the same clothes as fucking Sunday.
When he won the British Open.
And this was Monday, he's wearing the same fucking attire.
That's like, cool.
That was awesome, yeah. Well, I love Shane Lowry.
It just means a lot in a different way to those guys.
Yeah. But do it after you got the British Open coming up. Like, come on, man.
Yeah. Does he really think, you know, that he's a lock to win that shit? No, Scotty Scheffler's playing.
Yeah, I guess so.
Scotty at the Open, though, has
struggled.
Not a great record.
We're just comparatively the best golfer pretty much of this generation.
Well, I'm just trying to throw a little slander on the guy. Make it interesting.
The British Open is at Royal Troon. Last time the winner was?
Eldrick fucking Woods.
No, definitely
he
was
did
not.
Win there once, no? Isn't that 06 when his dad died?
Wasn't it Henrik?
That was Hoylake. That was Hoylake.
The Henrik and Phil battle.
And the last time someone won before that was actually Brendan Todd.
What?
Okay.
No, you mean...
So a really cool guy and a fucking loser.
Todd Hamilton?
Todd Hamilton.
Wow.
Todd Hamilton.
Wait.
Brendan Todd Hamilton.
There's got to be one in between that, right?
Hamilton was 04.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then last time was 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought the rotation was a little quicker than that, but
yeah,
they got a lot of courses. So.
But then last time, the winning score was Henrik at 20.
That was a good one.
Phil at 17.
Yeah.
And then, so what are they going to do to it this time? But I will say third place was 6 or 7.
Yeah, it was.
So it was a two-man race.
It was a little crazy.
I like a good old-fashioned two-man race.
Yeah, for sure.
As long as I like the two ball.
What's the length of the course?
7,300. Just a little.
Well, there goes all the short hitters.
It's short.
It'll play short.
7,300 is short.
Dude, that's short nowadays.
It just always matters how it plays.
Can you give me 7,300 divided by 18 real fast, Josh?
7,300 is dead up short nowadays, unless there's weather. But I don't think that. I think the weather's supposed to be good, no?
405 yard average.
That is true.
I guess you're not that
wrong.
He's not that wrong.
You played in Scotland not too long ago, right, yeah. Josh? And the weather was nuts.
So we went nice. So I was there for 5 days. I played golf 5 days in a row.
When was this month? May?
May, yes.
I think it was May, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So I played 5 days in a row, which by the end of it, I was like, my arms are going to fall off. I don't want to touch a golf.
Five days in a row for you.
Blowing 105.
So it was perfect, blowing 105.
That's brutal.
And so... And it's just like you're walking too.
Yeah, like, it doesn't help.
I just.
Do you have a caddy?
No. Oh, wow. One of the days we did. But
dude, yeah. I hit it high. I mean, I'd hit driver from 300 and 9-iron from 300.
Yeah.
And driver from 150 and 9-iron from 150.
I will say it's just the hardest part about playing in wind like that is the putting. Your putter shakes. Like, you don't know what you're looking at.
Right.
So it's
that it's is wild. The hard part.
Yeah, and then you're like taking it back and it's moving. It's crazy.
That's the worst feeling ever when you have a putt and the putter's shaking.
Yeah, like playing and judging the wind and how to hit it, that's okay. But it's like the way your body feels is so different.
Yeah.
And what's also different is like the reason you're so tired after playing windy days is like what you hear. Imagine like just listening to music for like 5 hours straight at full volume.
That sounds great.
Is kind of right, but great. by the end of the five hours, you're like,
your brain
has been stimulated. Like the wind stimulates your brain in a crazy way. Like the volume's turned up.
Yeah.
But anyways, you never know what you're gonna get when you play in the British Open.
Yeah.
But last time it was 20 under was the winner, and this year I expect something crazy low as well.
Yeah, I think the weather's supposed to be good. So
yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, and so
it's gonna be Rory McIlroy.
You think so?
Yeah.
I could see that.
We finished, what, T4?
T4. Didn't
in the Scottish?
Yeah, you guys think he looked great. I thought he looked pretty.
I thought he looked great. I mean, other than putting.
I thought he looked pretty shaky.
Like, and finished T4.
Four, exactly.
Yeah.
So he's like, I still look at Rory and be like, wow, like he can, he's got that C game that could beat a lot of people.
I'm seeing a little game 6 LeBron Miami.
Against Boston?
Against Boston.
Elimination on the line, 41 points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just the look in his eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Stealing the ball from Paul Pierce.
He's just getting ready for the Open.
I think he just wants to absolutely abolish everybody in the field.
I hope that's what it is.
Put all of this bullshit to bed.
But I think that's what hurts him. He gets two in his head.
I've been pretty anti-Rory since we started this pod.
Yeah, so this is kind of a switch.
90 episodes ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel for the guy, and it's quite impressive that he goes, yep, yep. To lose the U.S. Open and finishes T4 fucking 4 weeks later.
It is
I agree.
I said he was going to play awful. Yeah. I said he was going to play awful and he didn't.
I agree. Mentally, that's pretty impressive. I mean, that was a tough loss.
To the general public, T4 is probably not that impressive to people who play golf all the time.
Especially to him, too.
And tournament. I mean, that's fucking fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, overall, even though he yipped the U.S. Open, great year. To be honest.
Yeah.
So, yip, yip, yuray.
He's due for a major, obviously.
He's due for anything at this point.
That's true, too.
Like, you would think Colin Morikawa is playing great this year.
He is, actually.
And we talked about that earlier. Compared to Rory McIlroy.
Yeah. It is very true. Rory's just a top 10 machine. It's just wild. Like, let me read his last events. Genesis Scottish finished 4th. U.S. Open, famously, 2nd. Memorial, 15th.
Famously.
RBC, 14th. PGA, 12th. Wells Fargo, 1st. Masters 22nd, Valero 3rd. And then he also had the team play win, if that counts. Players 19th. Like,
so one tournament outside the top 30, everything else, or inside the top 30.
Good.
Everything else inside top 20.
Exactly. Just insane.
That is crazy.
Yeah. If this is Nick Dunlap, we're like, he's going to be the next Tiger fucking Woods.
He's Rory McIlroy. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So because it's really Rory, we're like, guy
we're just
sucks.
Used
he's
to
lost
it. Yeah,
it.
We're just used to it.
I'm still worried about that putting. It looks bad.
Yeah.
It looks bad.
Yeah. He's this year.
But
this week
you know
what?
I think on like slower greens, you know, open championship greens, I think it's good for him.
Does he hit the fucker?
Yeah, just hit it. But he can top the shit out of it.
He still
fine.
Tops him. Like that video that they showed.
Oh, he tops his putts. Yeah. No, but I think crazy. That could work at an open.
Is that from Brad Faxon or just something?
No, he's
he
always
does.
Done that.
That's that. Brad Faxon actually says he hits too low on the face on the putter and that they always work on trying to keep the putter low going through.
Yeah, and it never works.
What does that do? Does that make the ball hop?
He's
driving it into the ground.
Into the ground.
Yeah, I mean.
Or even, it's just making the ball hop initially, correct? Right. Instead of gliding across the
ground.
And also, you're changing angles that much.
Your
path cannot be consistent. Yeah.
I agree.
So I think that's what it is. And then I also think like it's hard to judge speed if you don't catch a sweet spot very like, and sometimes you do, sometimes you don't, sometimes you do, sometimes you don't.
Because when you do, it's gone, and when you don't, it's short.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's crazy how much he like dead up tops.
Yeah.
I would love Scotty to play a full force Rory McIlroy, a 2013-2014 Rory.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Because right now it's just kind of Scotty versus whoever's hot that week.
Yeah. What? And it is crazy that Scotty's still up there. And
yeah.
We aren't. It's just hard to get behind the guy.
Scotty?
Yeah.
It is.
And
I haven't seen him play in a couple weeks too, which is rare.
Exactly.
And kind of forgot about him.
Exactly. Just because he's like when Tiger's like in his prime, and maybe the kids feel this way about Scotty, but I'm just like, no one can beat him. I don't want anyone to beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Patrick Harrington won 3 majors, and the 3 of us do not count it because Tiger didn't play.
Right. And then
it doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I think with Scotty, every time, like, that can't be the greatest player in our generation.
I agree, almost got beat by Tom fucking Kim during a riot.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost.
But Tom fucking
doing a riot.
Swallowed a pineapple.
Yeah.
And couldn't get the job done.
Yep. Yep.
But if he just makes birdie from 104 yards.
Yep. He wins.
Like a tour pro does, you know, easily 3-4 out of 10 times.
Right.
It's game, set, match.
Right.
Yeah.
No, yeah, for sure.
But if Scotty wins this Open, then.
Yeah.
I mean.
It'll be big.
It's nuts.
It'll be big.
Yeah,
big. Yeah, I mean, not the most in-depth. Here's the thing about British Open golf, and I've played enough links golf now. Like, I cannot tell the holes apart. Bobby McIntyre aiming at the wrong pin does not shock me one bit.
He aimed at the wrong pin?
Oh, you guys didn't see that?
No.
He was aiming at the wrong pin, and he's like, the pin is moving. The pin's floating. He's like, oh, my God, I was aiming at the wrong hole.
Oh, man.
Because someone had pulled the flag?
Pulled the flag off another green.
That's crazy.
And he was like, oh, I was aiming at the wrong flag. That's hilarious.
Did he hit the ball?
No. He backed off because when he went to go look up, the flag was floating.
That's pretty hilarious.
And he was like, what in the hell? It's because he was aiming the wrong pin.
To be honest, if that was me, I would have stuffed it to the correct pin.
You would have pulled hooked
aimed
it.
Aimed at the wrong pin.
One-handed it to a foot.
Yeah, stuffed it to the fucking correct one.
As a club champ that you are, your eyes adapt.
He's high right now.
Remember when you were your rangefinder was stuck in meters?
Yes.
And hit everything to like 2 feet.
Was that in a college event?
$200 bogey free.
Was that in a college event?
College event.
Yeah.
My rangefinder in meters.
I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
Somehow just adapted to hitting the ball further.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just crazy.
Noticed on my last hole of the day. That's missed just the green, nuts. Chipped it in.
That's so nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say to that. That's nuts. Yeah.
So I tried to look at some videos of Rochur and I was like, I'm sorry, I give up. Like, this looks like every other hole at Hoyland.
It looks like a good course, though, from what I've seen.
Hell, man. Give me that trophy.
I like the look of just some of the holes I've seen. I mean, and the Henrik and Phil duel.
We have had absolutely stunning major winners this year. And if I get a Matthew Pavon, I'm done watching golf on TV.
Ooh, there's good odds that
he wins,
too.
I'm leaving the pod. I'm gone.
That's a good bet, to be honest. I hope it doesn't happen, but that's a good bet.
We had Scotty, Xander, Bryson. You give me a Russell Henley. Fantastic player.
I agree. Rory would be a perfect ending to the year.
Russell Henley's a stunning fucking player, but if he wins, I'm done.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm watching football. I'm starting a soccer podcast.
Hey, a lot of good soccer going on right now.
Yeah. All right. I mean, let's make our picks real quick. So for the pool,
I'm up, right?
You are. You picked Rory McIlroy.
Wow.
And you have the lead.
Very nice.
Dude, just who pick your winner.
My winner is Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
Yeah.
I did this at the Masters. Didn't necessarily pan out. But I believe in the guy again. I don't know what it is. It took him losing brutally and playing well the week after for me to believe in him again. I truly do. And if you want my highest finisher?
No. I thought you had something more to say.
No, that's it. It's just a feeling. I have a feeling, Ben.
I thought you were going to start crying, but I forgot you're blacked out. And that's just you talking, John.
That's definitely more of a reason for me to cry right now.
You said that slow speech with some emphasis. I was like, yeah. Oh, man, here comes the waterworks.
I'm taking Rory Blackleroy.
All right, Deeks.
I'm just going to send it, and I'm just going to say Bryson.
Bryson.
I love that.
I think Bryson.
I don't disagree with that.
With how good the weather is and how open the courses are.
It's a short course, and he's going to make.
Most recent major fucking winner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only one that I could see. Like, I mean, Rory. I do like Rory. That's
you know
pick.
Why I don't like Bryson because there's no way of scientifically testing the jankness and weirdness of Lynx fucking golf.
That's a great point. That's a great point.
When's the last time the guys hit a 120-footer on a stem 9-green?
That is a great point.
Yeah,
I just think
his arm lock is going to, like, detach and then attach on the way down.
I just think he could, like, carry so many bunkers that other people can't that, like,
yeah,
it's not
and British Opens
and the greens
are
big.
Typically very open, and if there's no wind with how high it is, he's going to be all right.
And even if there is wind, like, I mean, I feel like he could hit a low iron pretty
easily. My big thing with Bryson is just like I think there's just too much Brysonissance energy.
Brysonity.
I like that. Brysonity.
There's too much Brysonity going on right now. I just think
he's all like
that
distracted
needs to,
a little bit.
That needs to die down a little.
I agree.
Yeah, it's just,
I don't love the pick for winning, but I didn't. I wanted to pick Rory to be honest. So that's why I'm picking. Bryson.
Exactly.
Well, we both didn't make the right pick because it's going to be the guy Josh fucking picked.
It's going
right
to be Colin Morikawa.
Okay, never mind.
Gosh, dang.
Absolutely never mind.
I honestly could see it and I just don't want it to happen. Yeah, That's why I didn't pick him.
If you think that man's going to win the British Open,
he might win.
I think
he's already won one.
You were incorrect.
I just think I had the last pick and I think
he's going to win now.
I don't know about win, but he's going to finish higher than Rory McIlroy.
And he's going to finish fucking third.
Probably.
Yeah. And
top
Rory's going to finish fourth.
Rory's going to finish second or first, and Scottie Scheffler is going to win the
motherfucker.
Yeah, that's probably true.
So that's who I got. I have Colin Morikawa. I'm not happy about it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, this is a good pick.
Colin every week.
It's a good pick.
I picked him last week.
You do pick him quite a bit.
That's true.
But it's a good pick.
No,
I mean,
pick Xander Schauffele.
I pick Xander Schauffele.
He's played well every week.
Stin pick Colin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good pick.
Let it be known that I'm all out on Ludwig Aubert right now?
Yeah, we talked about this text.
Okay.
Yeah, we brought up your quote.
All right. Give us 30 seconds on why you're out on Ludwig Aubert.
Well, he got beat by his player comp, which is Adam Scott.
His what?
He dead ass got beat.
He's not the player. He's your player comp. You're the only one who thinks
Ludwig Aubert is Adam Scott. Except he didn't win the players wearing all fucking Burberry.
That was cool when he won that with Burberry.
How many times can Ludwig lead, not win, and we're like, oh, he's the future of golf. He's so fucking
good. He's still
good.
Pretty young.
He's incredible.
That's what I was saying too. I'm like, he's got some questions to answer. Like,
he doesn't win.
He does.
He doesn't put it away.
Was he 23?
He's won one tour event?
Yeah. A little guy.
What was it?
Good question.
It wasn't even a John Deere. Like,
Ludwig,
it was some
was it
useless,
the
right?
Sanderson Farms?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
But, like...
That sounds right.
This reminds me of, like, the NBA players or NFL players early. It's like, oh, here comes Luka Doncic.
Yeah.
And then it goes, does Luka Doncic ball hog?
Right.
Does his style of
does
play
he have
winning?
What it takes to win fucking championship?
Can his style win an NBA championship?
I'm not knocking Ludwig. I'm not saying I don't think he cannot win a high-level event or a major. I'm just saying he hasn't and continuously shows that he cannot.
And he's got to answer some questions.
He has to answer the questions.
Yes.
It's the same. That's why my player comp for him is Adam Scott. Because Adam didn't win a high-level event. Actually, he won the players very early on in his career.
But he almost choked it.
He did almost choke
it. He chunked a 6 iron in the water.
But he
didn't
win a high-level event until 2015?
13,
After blowing the highest chance to win a major in history.
That was sad.
Besides Vandeveld.
That was
sad. That was sad. Just four bogeys in a row.
With Tiger's caddy on the bag.
And I give it to Ludwig. I mean, he's probably absolutely disappointed in himself for not putting this away.
Yeah.
He's continuously on top of the leaderboard. It's very impressive at his stage. And I think this is 1 year now that he's been on tour.
Yeah.
He has a win and numerous chances to win high-level events, but he just hasn't.
I do think he's going to learn from this and be like, he let the pace of play get to him. He let the things he couldn't control get to him. And I think he needs to learn from him. But I agree. I was bringing this up with Nico. I'm like, we're about, if he keeps this up for another, how long do you think? 2 years? If he keeps it up for another 2 years, he's going to have some, he's going to get the LeBron treatment.
He gets into a very dangerous territory.
He's going to get into the, does this kid have it?
Where it almost doesn't matter.
Self-doubt.
Like, if he wins a major in the next 2-3 years, we're like, well, finally.
Yeah.
Instead of, wow, great for him. Yeah, it's just, this is what he should have been doing all along.
Right. That is a sad place to be. It's kind of Phil-esque.
Well, it just shows shows how good you fucking are.
Yeah.
Phil, of course, has won 6 majors now.
That's, took a minute,
but
though.
But it took a while.
It did take a while.
I could see it being pretty Phil-esque. Phil won his first major, what, like 33?
It's obviously,
33, 04.
Not physical with Ludwig. His swing is immaculate.
Yeah.
Everything he does in the game is immaculate.
That's where I, you know, go back. Like, it's just, everything looks pretty solid. So if he could just hang in there, not get too much self-doubt, then I think he'll be fine because he's pretty young. But
this trophy's hard to drink out of.
It's easy, difficult to drink.
Easy
next
to
year, we'll have an easier one.
We'll just, I
easy
have to, like,
spill.
Suck out of it.
You just,
I only watched, like, two people
spill.
Not spill one drop out of the thing, and it was Korean, so you should be fucking disappointed
ashamed.
In yourself. Yeah. Not ashamed. Disappointed.
Not ashamed.
All right. Let's go on to good bounce, bad bounce.
Oh.
All right. So I'll start. My good bounce is Olympic basketball.
I'm so ready for the United States.
Wait. Spin zone. You're not ready for this.
What are you doing right now?
Do you know
what are you doing right now?
Do you know 3v3 basketball is now an Olympic sport?
We got the big three league.
Yes. I should have said the good bounce is Ice Cube.
When did this become an Olympic sport?
I don't know how that happened.
So last Olympics in Japan, USA didn't even qualify. That's how good these countries are at 3v3 ball.
Who did we send to qualify?
Yeah, who do we have?
Dude, I don't know.
You tell me Joker, LeBron, and Steph wouldn't qualify?
That's a good team.
I was bringing this up, too. I was thinking, I'm like, what about guys like who didn't make it to the Olympic team? Like Jaylen Brown. Go to the 3v3 team. Like
Jaylen Brown and me?
Well, his whole...
I think we could send Caitlin Clark and make the 3v3
team. Did you
team?
See that?
That's
true. They said they put a bunch of money to claim Caitlin Clark, be like, don't go to the WNBA, come to the 3v3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 11 million.
Yeah, we'll give you a bunch of money.
Yeah,
and she was
I saw
like,
that,
no.
yeah.
She could be... Oh, so the ladies 3v3 basketball, they won the gold last time.
America?
Yeah.
Wow. Caitlin Clark
and
didn't
then,
do it?
No, she was like a freshman at college.
No, this year, though, I'm saying. This one.
No,
she didn't make the Olympic team.
Yeah, she didn't make the actual Olympic team.
Well, do you have to make the Olympic team to make the 3-on-3?
I'm actually
No, she didn't make the Olympic... Ladies 5-on-5 team.
Yeah, it's probably the dead opposite. You do not make the 5-on-5, so you
That's
play
what I'm
the
saying.
3-on-3.
I know.
But she probably doesn't want to taint her.
They could just sent her.
Legacy.
That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, why can't you just send like Jaylen Brown to the 3v3?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, who really cares about 3v3?
Anyway, back to Jaylen Brown. You heard that he thinks he's being blackballed because he's anti-Nike and
he's
trying to expose their child labor.
Oh.
And Nike.
Oh,
is
big
the
supporter. Yeah.
He's got his. He's,
I wouldn't doubt that.
He's going a little Kyrie on us.
Yeah, he's gonna learn what happens when a millionaire tries to take on a billionaire. He's gonna get squished.
I mean,
sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I also think.
So many analogies in that.
I also think he just. I just think he didn't fit in the team. There's just too many forwards.
Yeah,
between
that's
LeBron
true
and
too,
Tatum, like who are you gonna? Tatum's better than Brown, but like who are you gonna put on that
well,
team?
One was Finals MVP.
Brown was pretty
one
good.
Was not.
He was good, but Tatum. Well, he's Brown was able
that's
to get that
one.
Open. Brown was able to get that open because Tatum was guarding their best player, and their best player was guarding Tatum.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it's toughy.
It's just my whole thing for who's the best player is who did they put their best defender on?
All right.
Hit him.
That's fair.
You're spitting facts to me.
You spitting.
But yeah, 3v3 league. Here are the rules for the 3v3 league. Do you guys know the rules for 3v3
no
league?
No idea.
They're all twos and ones.
Twos and ones. So threes.
I was actually dead ass kidding.
Yeah, all twos and ones. So twos are huge.
Player's hot right now.
And Kyle De Silva.
I was dead ass kidding.
Nope, twos and ones.
He's hot right now.
First one to 21.
Love that.
Half court.
Win by two?
No.
Win by two.
And at the end, it's whoever is within 10, it's at the max 10 minutes.
Huh?
Yep. So it's either, it's whatever happens first. Someone hits 21 points or they get to 10
max
minutes.
10 minutes.
Closest to 21 wins.
Whoever has the lead in 10 minutes in.
10 minutes.
So I like that. I'd be hucking twos.
That's what they... So it's 3v3,
Steph,
right?
Steph would win.
Yeah.
It's nonstop.
You could only have Steph.
Dude, they play so fast. I watched them in
Is
prep for this pod. Kind of, man. Like, they look like chickens with their head cut off.
Yeah.
Like, they're running, running, running.
Is there any strategy?
Yes. A lot of cutting.
Makes sense.
A lot of cutting.
No
and
ones.
You really can't have, like, a big guy. Hmm. And you really can't have like a little guy. Because
first
like,
one to make 10 twos wins.
So Tatum's perfect.
Tatum's perfect. Jaylen's perfect. You know who's like the star of 3v3 league right now? Is Jimmer Fredette. Do you remember Jimmer Fredette?
No. Not even a little bit.
Really? BYU? Yeah, no idea. Was like Steph of college. He would like shoot like 30 footers in college. And
no idea.
Yeah. But anyways. Yeah. So that's 3v3 league. And then there's no switching. So you know how like in NBA they play five out? And so then like... They would have the main guy throw a pick and roll. Then, like, guys will stand on the outside to spread the offense out. The offense is already spread out, so they just, like, run around like chickens with their head cut off.
Huh.
Yeah, so.
Sounds fun to play.
And then the USA team qualified this year, and they're going for the gold.
Who do we got?
Who is it?
It's some dude from Princeton.
He's going to play like college. Shit.
Jimmer Fredette. Who you guys don't remember? Yeah, I can't remember. But supposedly the best team is like Sylvania or something.
Interesting.
And they won the gold last time.
Freaking Sylvania.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my good bounce. Kyle?
That's a good bounce.
My good bounce is winning my Masters.
Let's go.
Let's fucking
champ.
Go, baby.
The club champ.
The club champion.
The local hero.
Spain won today. Did Spain win?
They did.
Yeah. Spain won today. Bobby McIntyre won today. And Kyle De Silva won today.
Local heroes.
That's my good bounce. Played in front of 100 people. I had a little bump and run today that I thought I was going to shank because my hands were shaking.
Yeah.
That's the best.
And I chunked it.
It was
a power chunk.
It
landed 20 feet short of my fucking target, and it just rolled to 10 feet.
That's the best.
It was fantastic. Fantastic.
That's the best.
Can you also let us know how you got the people going and how you're just a Hacienda legend now?
I just continuously filled the trophy with beer.
Just Brown Bryson did.
And just walked around. Yeah, Brown Bryson.
Wait, time out. Is it beer or beers? I filled the trophy with beers.
Maybe it's bye.
I filled the trophy with beer.
It's like
filled
beers.
It with bye.
I think you could do either.
Is it bye?
It's not
but because it's deers.
Don't
you don't say deers.
I filled the
deer.
Trophy with.
I think it's either.
I think it's phonetically.
A
I think it's
a bunch
beer.
Of beer or a bunch of beers.
Well, I mean, you could just say you filled it with beer or you filled it with beers.
Nico's right.
That is kind of
tomato,
true.
Tomato.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
And I solidified myself as a legend at the club. I even got the ladies club champ who shot 83, 83, 83, won by 16.
Right.
To drink out of the trophy.
I know you're blacked out, but I'm pretty sure you said that already.
Yeah. It's just impressive to me. She shot three straight 83s and won by 16. And that I didn't know it was going on at all until the award ceremony.
Didn't know it was going
shout
on.
Shout out to the ladies.
Shout out to the ladies. And one of my friends who didn't play all that well this week said next year he is identifying as a woman to play in the Ladies Club Championship so he can win. And if you know him, he's like 98% dead serious.
That's pretty dark. He's probably still going to lose. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
No, yeah, I definitely honestly. Could see that. He's that type. He probably shot 75 all three rounds this week and lost, but would shoot 85.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He would lose
against
by one.
The ladies.
Yeah.
But the fact that the ladies club champ, she's about 60 years old.
Okay.
Her entire table's about the same age. They're all drinking wine. They look like the most classy people on the planet.
And you made
And here comes me with a trophy filled with beer that has about 82 lip marks on it from everyone else drinking on it. And they all fucking chug from the the trophy.
That's awesome.
That's what brings people together.
That's golf. That's growing the game.
That's
essentially.
That's why we call you the Brown Bryson.
Yeah. I also got Brown the employees. I got the employees to drink out of it. We found a blind spot in the cameras.
Nice.
Blind spot.
Could not
Shout
record
out,
it.
Hossie.
Promised them I would not talk about it. Here we are. But I mean, it was a blast. I had the president of the club drink out of the trophy.
Nice.
I couldn't find the head pro in time before he left.
Right.
No.
He definitely would have done
the
it.
The one who played the PGA Championship. Missed the cup by one.
Yeah,
missed the cup by one. So yeah, just a great week.
How much of a legend is he now?
He's just, he can do no wrong.
Yeah, he can do no wrong.
He literally plays. He plays more than he works. And no
one
has a
problem
with
it. He's a great guy too.
Awesome dude.
Awesome dude.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
I mean, I could see every single member in Hossie being like, I just want to play with him one time.
100%.
Yeah,
so. He just hits balls on the range and has a gallery.
Yeah. So,
totally, it's the dream.
He deserved it.
Yeah.
All right. Nico, what's your good bounce?
My good bounce is the country of Spain. Pretty chalk answer here, but
I mean,
a lot went right for them.
Can you tell the people your actual name?
My name is Nicolas Mendoza.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's Nicolas.
And
there is no Spanish in me. It's all Mexican, surprisingly.
I thought it was dead ass
Mexican and white.
We had a teammate who was Mexican who would tell girls when he would go out that he was Portuguese.
That's smart. That's a good play.
Portuguese.
Yeah.
Ooh. He's like, oh, I'm Portuguese. I'll tell you after the pod.
All right.
That's pretty obvious who it is. But yeah, no, I'm
who the
no
fuck
Spanish.
Is it Alvarez?
John San Juan. Come on.
He would also do Australian and British and all sorts of shit.
Alvarez.
San Juan could get away with everything but Chinese.
That's true.
Yeah.
The girls don't care. He's so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, so my good bounce is the country of Spain. They had a good day today. We got Sergio winning the live event.
Sergio.
I'm sure they love
Sergio.
That.
Yeah, Sergio.
I'm sure they love that. You know, their team won as well.
In his home country.
In his home country. Yeah, had a great course. And then Spain football won as well over England. A lot of good bounces on the course and the field today.
I love our friend Ryan's text. What did he say?
What did he say?
He said... 1 second. Did you guys And he said, and I quote, "What an awesome win from golf superstar Sergio Garcia." Period.
Yeah, that was funny.
Has not won since 2020.
Golf superstar.
But
needless to say, he's very pro-live.
Still has won more recently than Ludwig Ober. So.
I mean, he won literally today, so yes.
Yeah.
All right. Bad bounce. My bad bounce is this is gonna surprise you guys. Ariana Grande. Yes.
I haven't heard about her in a while.
There is a massive rumor going around, conspiracy theory, that she's a cannibalist.
Ariana Grande eats humans.
She's just army Josh. Hammering us right now.
And her brother came to her defense saying she's a vegetarian.
Well, that's a good way to counter that.
Let me look.
Where the hell did this come from?
Dude, it's a real, what is it called?
Cannibalism.
Look, Ariana Grande is not a cannibal. Bewildered brother, Frankie reacts to extreme rumors.
Where did this start? What started it?
Army Hammer started it.
I don't really know how it started.
They don't get it.
What is that?
Look up Army Hammer right now.
That's the guy.
The actor that was actually a cannibalist.
What?
Blackballed.
There's
a documentary on, I think it's Apple.
So good looking too.
Wait, this guy's a cannibal?
Dead up cannibalist.
Like he eats
There's
human
a documentary
beings.
On it. Yeah.
Where do you find humans to eat?
Yeah, well, that's my question.
Well, it was, you know, we don't know if he actually did it, but he wanted to do it. Is basically what the documentary said.
Like, yeah. I want to eat you.
Yeah.
But not that way.
Yeah. So we don't know if he actually ate a human, but.
So he basically, this is how it goes. So the cannibalism thing is from a few years ago. I want to say it's about Anne Hathaway originally.
Anne
Hathaway's cannibalist now?
The original post said something about a study. It really doesn't matter. However, Ariana told people unsolicited that she used to want to have dinner with a murderous cannibal.
That's where it started?
Wait, she wanted to eat dinner with someone who is a cannibal?
Yes. She wanted to have dinner with someone who is a murderous cannibal. Couldn't say the name.
Like Dahmer?
She thinks it's Anne Hathaway.
What?
When you say something like
Army
that,
Hammer.
And a fan, in an attempt to get a ticket to her tour, starts a rumor, people are more inclined to believe it. It's similar to the breakup with your girlfriend on board song and the recent home wrecking allegations. She did have home wrecking allegations.
Ariana
she
Grande.
Did. Yeah. Yeah. The guy she's married to now has a wife and kids and was married when she got with him.
Right. And so, remember she had that song that was
knows
like...
a lot about Ariana.
Yeah, break up with your girlfriend on board.
Break up with your girlfriend. That was it. That's all I got.
Was that
you
Doja?
Have the second part?
Something on board.
Yeah. Is that Ariana?
Yeah.
Yeah, the cannibal.
Thought it was Doja.
Who knew that things that we say and do have consequences currently and in the future? And so, that's how the cannibalism rumor started. It got all the way to TMZ saying Ariana Grande's brother defends her over cannibalism claims.
Interesting.
Crazy, right?
That is
She's
crazy.
She's way too little to be a cannibal.
Well, if the supply is sparse.
Yeah. You can only eat so many humans.
If you ate me, you'd be way fucking bigger than Ariana Grande. Right.
So this is a fat joke for people listening. Yeah, this is a fat joke for people listening. Kyle, you don't eat fat on your steak.
You don't?
I 100% do. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought you did like that.
I cut it out.
Oh, I like the
It doesn't matter. You have a skirt steak or a ribeye, you're getting a little thick. You're not looking Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Depends.
She could use a steak or two.
Yeah.
She definitely could
use a steak. If you're eating people in Hollywood, I guess they're pretty
like,
skinny.
Eat another person if you're going to eat because...
Yeah, you probably get a little...
But if you're choosing someone to eat, you'd go for me over Nico.
Yeah.
Unless
yeah.
you really want Mexican food.
I wonder if the food you eat dictates how your meat tastes. Not
That's
penis.
An interesting,
your literal body.
Interesting experiment there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm you know sure it does a little bit.
I mean, this just proves to me people don't change. Oregon Trail, they're like, they looked at a mountain and been like, let's go up there with our horses. Oh, God, there's no food up here. Let's just eat other people.
Oh, that's cannibalism, right?
Cannibalism.
Okay. I was lost what you were saying.
People just don't change.
Gotcha. Yeah, no. I mean, Kyle will probably taste great.
Isn't that also wild? One of my students is driving 3 days to go to Montana. Or no, not Montana. He's driving 3 days to a tournament in the East Coast. And my first thought when I heard that was like, bro, people used to like walk that. Or like get on a horse and just be like.
Like Lewis and Clark.
yeah, literally. Yeah. They're like, let's go on ship to the East Coast. So they went all the way around Canada to go to the East Coast.
And it was a year-long expedition.
Yes, because they're like, that's shorter than walking and eating people.
Okay.
So we went from Ariana Grande cannibalism to the Oregon Trail.
To Lewis and Clark.
To Lewis and Clark real quick. All right, that's my bad balance. Ariana Grande eats people.
Yeah. Cannibalism, bad balance.
I would have invented the wheel had I had to walk to the East.
You really would have.
I would have invented the wheel.
You would have been forced to invent the wheel.
Yeah. I would have. I dead ass would.
I agree. I think you would have.
All right, Kyle. Well, yeah, I can literally see Kyle being like, why don't we just invent a round thing?
And just roll
that
it.
Rolls, like,
and we just sit on it.
My initial thought would have been, you want to fucking walk? There's got to be a better way. And then I would invent the wheel.
No, let's just think of something around. You would have.
That's so true.
Yeah, and then the printing press afterwards to notify everybody that I invented the fucking wheel.
You would have taken your spear and like rolled it downhill and be like, guys, look.
Yeah. Just like that. 100%.
All right, Kyle, what's your bad bounce?
My bad bounce is Joe Biden.
What do you mean?
He lost the debate. Because it was after 10 p.m.
You're talking about what he was like after the debate when it was bad. He was like
past his bedtime.
He was like, hey guys, the only reason why it was a struggle is because it's past 10 p.m.
Like me, he said he's best from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah. I definitely didn't think you were
going
there.
Those are peak hours. Look at Instagram.
Those are peak hours, yeah.
Look at Instagram. Something past 10 p.m.? No.
I can't think straight. My heart just dropped. I thought you were
good. I mean, I totally agree, yeah.
Yeah. No,
past
I agree.
Past 10,
I
am out.
I thought you were going to bring up something.
And this is 10 Eastern.
It's 11 p.m. right now, and I feel like Joe Biden right now.
Wow, it's 11 p.m. You're right.
I feel like Joe Biden. I'm mixing my words. My bad bounce, a little correlated with my good bounce, is going to be our fellow Brown, Bon. Just yipping, I would say, about a three-footer.
That's pretty brutal, man.
That was sad to watch. He had
three-footer?
It was two.
Was it?
Probably less than two.
Really?
It was.
Well, that's even worse of a bad bounce.
It was right on the line of something you could one-foot kick it in.
Hopefully, he did have a bad bounce in that line.
You know what was... You know what's the worst bounce about that? You just change your punting style to the way that he just missed that putt with the same putter.
I was thinking that as well.
You are now going cross-handed Newport 2 shape.
I was thinking that as well, so don't act like I didn't think about it.
Bro, you're telling me I played club championship today. I'm Brown. I envisioned myself yipping the same
putt. But you didn't.
I didn't.
You were trying to pull a Bond. You're like Bond and I together.
But what makes it terrible is not only did he lose the individual championship, but he lets down three other guys.
Yeah. At least he got into a playoff or individual, but the team lost.
Right.
Which is pretty sad. Yeah.
That's pretty hard to swallow.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah. Even if you don't care, like if he'd let down three other guys who can make more money, like
that hurts. That's sad.
And the fact that Sergio and his team Fireballs, they swept. They won everything. If I'm Bond, if the team wins and I lose,
at least
it's okay. But team lost and I lost. Holy shit, am I...
That being said, the Crushers have had their fair share of dubs.
They've had their glory, but you can't deny that he is thinking that he was solely responsible.
Oh, for sure. No, like it hurts.
For everything that happened.
But it helps that they've won a little bit.
Yeah.
But I agree. Definitely, that was brutal. That's
wow. I just looked up the putt and that is pretty short.
That's really short. Yeah. And he knew it as soon as he hit
it. It's a hamster penis away.
That too. As soon as he hit the putt, he knew he missed it.
Yeah, that was yipped.
You know what I hated is that he smiled afterwards.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Laugh it off.
Huck your club into the crowd and swear.
Yeah, I mean,
that's almost better than a smile.
It's allowed on the live.
I mean, yeah, you either do that or you do that.
John Rahm is hucking his putter at the drone above him.
Well, John Rahm ain't doing that.
Well, he doesn't have. He's never had a putt to win shit on the live tour.
That's true.
That is true.
I was gonna say this: Bryson DeChambeau is all eyes on the British Open this week.
So you like my bet, huh?
He's already forgotten that.
You like my bet?
No, I hate your bet, but I'm just saying.
Okay, cool.
like, Bond, take the week off. I'm going to play in a real tournament.
Yeah. All right. That was good bounce, bad bounce. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with the leaderboard. All right, we're back with the leaderboard. This is our version of the draft, and this one's kind of simple.
It hits close to home. You know what I'm saying?
Kyle De Silva just won his club championship, and we've been drinking beers out of it. So, this one's simple. The top three trophies we would like to drink out of.
Best trophies to drink out of.
To drink out of.
Preferably after winning.
Yes. Yes.
Well, how else do you get a fucking trophy, you idiot?
Well, I'm drinking out of yours.
Yeah, you could be friends.
Well, somebody wants something. Yes. You know what I mean?
I'm saying personally, I'd rather win and drink out of it.
All right.
Any questions?
Whatever. You get Adam Hadwind.
I will go first. This one's pretty chalk. I mean, give me the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, automatic.
You could fit a lot of drinks in that.
You know what's the worst, like, finale win to drink out of is definitely the baseball one.
I don't even know what it looks like.
It's a bunch of
fountains or something, right?
No. Well, you guys know the World Series?
Like, it's like a bunch of spears.
Yes, a bunch of spears.
It's actually a good-looking trophy, but, yeah, obviously you can't drink out of it. I think it's a good-looking trophy.
that.
Oh, that's a horrendous trophy to drink it. Out of.
Like, as soon as you put beers in it, it's spilling out the sides.
I kind of like the look of it, but obviously not a drink out of.
It looks like.
You know what? You could put a bag of ice and then stick a bottle of champagne in there.
I'm good.
Yeah, great call, Nico.
You could miss me with the World Series champion. Yeah, I mean. All right, so the Stanley Cup, that's just chalk, but someone
how many beers or alcohol do you think you could fit in the Stanley Cup?
Oh, there's for sure a number, but it's got to be 20.
I think it's like more than that.
Yeah.
Like 60. It's huge.
No, there's no way.
It's huge.
If it goes to the bottom, if it goes to the bottom of the base, it's basically a keg.
Well, to the bottom of the base, yeah. Let me see the Stanley Cup.
But just the sheer cup?
Yeah, just the cup I'm talking.
Approximately 17 cans of beer.
Jesus.
That's it?
What do you mean? That's perfect.
Well, I was thinking 60. That's so
a lot. On a hockey team, that's like one beer a guy.
They could drink.
That's one beer for a guy. Yeah. That guy.
Those guys
could put it
it's
down.
It's one cup per guy.
One guy
one Stanley Cup per guy.
Have one drink out of the Stanley Cup.
That is pretty
sick. I thought it was going to be more.
All right, Kyle?
I wanted to spin this in some way, shape, or form. I'm going to save what I have in my brain for my third pick because none of you are going to take it. I'm going to go with the U.S. Open Golf Trophy.
Yeah.
It's the perfect size for a very large espresso martini.
I love how you win an espresso martini.
So if one espresso martini is, you know, one espresso martini, you could fit probably 10 in there. Give me 30 easily. Coffee beans.
You might be.
Because, well, you know, there's three beans
over
per martini.
I piping it, but I feel like you fit more.
It's a tiny little Johnson.
It's not tiny, is it?
It's
bigger than the Open, right?
It's pretty small. No, the claret is totally. You don't put espresso on that shit. That's straight. That's a straight.
That's beer.
10 pints.
Yeah, that's beer. I mean.
I don't know. I've been hearing a lot of people doing wine.
I am surprised with that pick, but okay.
Yeah.
You got two.
I wanted an espresso martini to be mentioned there.
Yeah, you got two.
Well, I'm going to go chalk first one. The Claret jug. The Open.
What? How are you? Okay. All right. Okay.
How are you going to.
Go ahead.
How are you going to talk shit on that one? For number one.
What's your second one? What's your second one?
No, I'm going to talk about the first one first.
No. Okay, talk about
it. Because I'm going to put wine in there, and Kyle's going to hate it, but that looks like a great trophy to drink wine out
of. Just for you to have just a black mouth.
The British people are cringing right now.
Yeah. The fact that you said wine instead of Guinness is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to fake that I'm European, so I mean.
No, when in Rome, brother.
I think who did wine recently? Somebody did wine recently, and it looked nice. It looked
probably
like
Zach
nice.
Fucking Johnson.
Sadly, I do think Zach Johnson did. I think he did actually do wine, which is annoying. That's
it had to be Zach Johnson.
Yeah, I think it was honestly.
Phil probably put the trophy.
There was somebody
on
else
red.
Though.
You gonna chug wine?
Might have been Brian Harmon. No, I mean I'm not gonna chug
Brian
it.
Brian Harmon's went deer blood.
I can't chug beer either.
Puts
so
wine in
I'm
it.
Just
Are
gonna
you
do wine.
Me? Brian Harmon's putting Miller Lite in that shit.
Austin Amaya is putting friggin' Heinen's in it.
He's putting like Huckleberry Brewery.
Austin
Amaya
is putting wheatgrass shots in it before he puts fucking anything else in there.
All right, what's your second pick?
And second pick, another chalk one, the Wanamaker Trophy.
Yes, okay, that was what I thought was go second.
You can fit so many
just
beers
the biggest.
In that.
Yeah, just for sheer volume.
Yeah.
It's the biggest.
That's where I'm putting beer in. Claret jug, I'm going classy, putting a little wine in. Wanamaker, I'm going just straight beers. Coors Light.
All right. Kyle?
30 rack.
That's boring. I'm going to say a modified green jacket.
What, the green jacket turned into a trophy?
No, the green jacket just has 30 pockets in it filled
with
flasks.
I was actually thinking about that, too.
And left side's whiskey, right side's tequila.
Okay.
Just depends on who you are.
I mean, to wear the green jacket... to a party or like Jimmy Kimmel
but
or something.
Retrofitted with 30 flasks.
And then
in
like
it.
In backstage, you're just like, boys.
Yeah.
And you pull out a flask.
That and it's a green.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I don't hate that pick.
All right.
My second pick is going to be the Hero Dubai Classic Trophy.
That thing's just
like,
that's a big boy.
Whenever they put it on the ground and they take a picture squatting next to it, they hardly ever carry
squatting.
It because it's so big.
You're right.
It's so big. So
got quite the spout on it, I believe.
Yes. And if you put a bunch of beers in it, it's got to weigh like literally 40 pounds, 50 pounds.
No, that thing's huge. I 100% agree.
Yeah.
That thing's huge.
That thing's massive.
You could, it's a keg.
It's a keg.
It's a water maker, not water maker, it's a claret jug keg.
Right.
It looks like basically the same.
The size of the Wanamaker, but a claret jug shape.
Right. Yeah, literally, it is a claret jug shape. They're just like, let's do the claret jug, but bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a third pick now.
All right. This one is just from left field. It is the Emperor's Cup. That is Japanese sumo wrestling. By the way, the pinnacle of sumo wrestling. And
I didn't know sumo wrestling was anything but Japanese.
Right. Actually, it may not be, but
that's huge.
That is massive.
And that's bigger than the Stanley Cup.
There's a picture on Google of Donald Trump there.
You know he's having some
massive,
that.
Massive sports fan, clearly. But that is that.
That's a beautiful trophy.
That warrants a big enough sporting event to me.
Way bigger than the Stanley Cup.
That thing is massive, dude.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful
trophy.
Same
with the sumo wrestler's ass.
It's a little rough picture, yeah. But yeah, people, please look up the Emperor's Cup.
The Emperor's Cup.
Try to guess how many beers would go into. Oh, my goodness.
I'm saying, well, more. Maybe 30 not. Rack, maybe.
Maybe not.
Maybe a little less. 23, my guess.
I mean, this one's the other one. This thing's massive.
Damn, that is huge. Look bigger there. Look bigger than that pick.
So I am going with the Emperor's Cup, a sumo wrestling trophy.
Nice.
Yep.
I love that.
All right. Kyle, your last pick?
With my third and final pick is a trophy for being the hottest player during the last 4 weeks of the year. That is the FedEx Cup trophy. You are drinking a $19 million Coors Light out of that bad boy for playing good for 1 month out of the year.
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Yeah,
not,
no.
Good not pick. As big as I thought.
It's not big,
it's
but
not
it's
not that
it's
big. It's more of a jungle juice sort of trophy.
Right. That is true, yeah.
Right.
Give me 8 different types of hard liquor mixed with some punch and, you know, blue Gatorade.
That would hit.
A lot
that
of ice, hit. Some lemon and orange
and
peels.
And a big old straw.
No straw.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going no straw here. And that's what I'm picking.
Nice.
I imagine Rory McIlroy drinking a Guinness out of the FedEx Cup trophy.
Yeah.
Tiger I Woods, agree. Just water, but in his pocket, Ambien.
I agree.
Tiger's known to put it down here and there.
Yeah, I think I heard he likes, like, just vodka soda.
Vodka
like,
cran.
Something like that. Vodka
no,
cran.
He likes Irish...
whiskey?
I like the...
Car bombs?
No chance.
The real, like, flavorful, like, creamy Irish drink.
Jaeger
Bomb?
It
was known that he would have it with his Subway sandwiches.
Not Jaeger Bomb, but...
like Irish cream.
What's it
Bailey's?
Called? Baileys?
Something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
That's interesting.
That's like a little milkshake for him.
That's weird.
That is weird. Tiger's a strange him.
Yeah, he's a weird cat. He's no a weird pun cat. Intended.
That is true.
But give me the FedEx Cup. That's my third and final pick.
Good pick.
Good pick.
All right. For my final pick, I'm going to go with the Ryder Cup trophy.
Boo.
And it's a little small, but I'm just going to put straight whiskey in there.
I knew you were going to do that too. Boo.
Drinking out of gold. That just sounds great.
Boo. It's so small.
Nico's a liar. He'd put kombucha
perfect.
In it.
Hate kombucha, so give me the whiskey.
It's... I was trying to pitch the President's Cup. It's way bigger.
A way lesser tournament.
It's also gold.
The President's Cup?
Yeah.
Is it?
I don't know.
Well, yeah, I know the Ryder Cup's gold.
100% gold.
President's Cup, way bigger.
Way bigger and way golden.
I'd rather win the Ryder Cup, though.
I hear you, but way
I'd rather
bigger.
Win the Ryder Cup and drink out of it.
I don't know.
Can I get an honorable mention for the car that you win from winning the Travelers Championship?
Drink out of the car.
Yeah.
Which car is
not
it?
Not driving.
No, drinking out
but
of
it. But just a drink.
Fill it with beer.
Yeah.
And put a straw in the window.
What's the car? It changes every year.
For the Travelers?
Yeah.
It's like a classic car, yeah.
Really?
It's a classic car, and they make the seats like all plaid.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Colonial?
That's a dead ass hit. Yeah, it's Colonial.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, no, that would be dope.
To drink out of a car.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Just drinking.
You're telling me the President's Cup doesn't look great in Tiger's hands right there.
I didn't know it was gold. That's a nice trophy, but I'd rather win the Ryder Cup. So
I'd rather win the Ryder Cup.
I'd rather win and drink out of the Ryder Cup than win and drink out of the President's Cup.
Mm, fair.
Spoken like a true American.
I would rather drink out of the President's Cup. More communal.
I guess.
All right. Well, anything else?
Well,
your local Kyle's, club championship
Kyle's
trophy.
Kyle's trophy's looking pretty good to drink out of right now.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised you didn't pick the trophy, Kyle.
Catch me all year only drinking out of this bad boy.
It's hard to drink out of.
Every pod.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was a Bad Bounce podcast. We love you guys. We thank you guys. Congratulations, Kyle Da Silva.
The club champ.
Let's go.
Expect anything different?
Any questions?